What is this shift?
Recordando.
Recordando todo, sí. Yeah, how are we feeling? Ready to start?
As you fall asleep.
Yeah. Oops. Ready to
Oh, I
start.
got all right. Ready, set, go.
I know, right as I'm fading. Welcome to shift.
Someone slap her in the face.
I'll do it.
Wake up.
And take a breath.
Ready, set, welcome.
Welcome to Shift Hit the Fan. My name is Avra, and that's a reminder to Soma.
Yes. My name is Soma.
Then we got Elias. And we got cards. You want to see them?
Tarjetas,
Hear about
we
them?
have the Wheel of Fortune and the
The
Wheel of Fortune
twins. Yeah.
and Three of Cups.
And I've got the Twitchy Witch Mar Smith Tarot. Elias has got the Gentle Tarot. And then Soma has got the Mystic Tarot. My
Nice
friend.
and caught with the, yeah.
Elias is so much more easy to remember. Yeah,
It's a pretty
but
crazy name.
it's gentle on the mind.
Two wheels of fortune, and it is much more gentle than my wheel of fortune. Simple. This one's got the devil holding, what is that, a compass between his cheeks
It's
and
the Wheel of Fortune.
looking like a compass, though.
You gotta
Yeah.
spin the wheel.
Oh, navigating your life. Hello.
Except for you are the compass. That's a fun point.
I am indeed.
Takes one to know one.
Yeah, I know you are, but what do you mean? What were we saying? There's a whole lot we said about it. We're like,
Should I tell mine or do you guys want to?
you go.
All right, you guys bounce off what I got. So choice, that's what I get out of all of this. With Avra's Wheel of Fortune, we have this, and I love this point of the compass. Of the compass usually says which way is north, but if you take the compass and say, where is your choice? Choice is north. So whatever you get to choose. And there's so many different options, and there's so many things. And if you look at these different creatures on each corner, they're all writing, they all have a book open, as if they're waiting to read the narrations of events. And then with the Three of Cups, it's similar. We had this dynamic of where these sirens are holding these cups up to this lady, excuse me, where they're either giving of the waters or they're waiting to receive from her. And for me, it's very much this give and take of energy, of abundance in our life, that every choice we make is sending abundance into the world, into life. And we are also receiving back that abundance and that life as in each and every moment. And I think that's what I love about my Wheel of Fortune as I drop it, is that there's these hands that are the doers. They are the working parts of our body so often. And they're the choice, the actions that we have, and they're presented in front of this flowering plant, these multiple flowers, this crown, in some ways, just showing that every choice has some fruiting body to it. It has the ability to give beauty and give life to everything that we have around us. And I think all of that is kind of it's rooted in what I see is it's rooted in manifestation. What's the vibe that we're sending out there? Are we sending the vibe that we are abundance, that we have the things that we have, that we want? Or are we sending that vibe of lack? Are we holding that perspective that life is good to us? Or are we seeing that life is terrible, miserable? Where's our freedom to move? What are we placing our eyes on? And the universe will test us and see if we're true to how we see things. And then it'll continue to just give us that abundance back. It'll continue to give the vibe that we send out there. And I see that in my own life of I have this perspective that I don't own anything in this life. And so I will freely give of the things that I have. I don't really care to keep anything for myself. I care about my actions. I care about the things that I get to experience. But and so I feel like the universe is constantly giving me the things that I need in life, that I'm constantly cared for, that I'm constantly provided for in every single way that I need. And that doesn't mean I don't have ups and downs, but life just continues to go on, and the universe just gifts me everything that I have. So that's what I got.
Something that came up, like as you were talking, because I initially had said I kind of get the sense of a boomerang, but I think that's more because of how you guys are on my screen.
Yeah.
It moves, it's almost it gave me a sort of completion of that thought, like what you put out, what you throw out comes back to you. In the sense of the boomerang, like the give and take part of it,
That's
but it's
true.
like you've got the two circles, the two
Jeez.
wheels of fortune, and that's the connection. The two, it's uncertain, it like you said, it's a choice, but it's uncertain. It's like a blank canvas, and so you keep, it's like the infinity. You've got the two circles, and then the connection between the two circles. Is what I was getting the image of as you were talking with that. It's like we're constantly just cycling through choices, consequences, getting what we put out, into the unknown, and then putting more stuff out, and then just constant choice, choice, choice into the unknown, and offering what you think you have as a gift, and then receiving it as well from your higher self. There's a lot of above and below in these things with the devil and the Sphinx, representing the above and below. And then I also see it in the Three of Cups with the above next to the angel. What's below? The depth of emotion, the sirens, the whole context of the sirens, and what they do when they lure somebody, you get consumed by that. But it doesn't necessarily have to be, that you're eaten.
Right. Consumed is a very good word for that. Yeah. Now, with both of you, or did you have anything
I
else?
was just going to say that's all I got.
Oh, okay. Well, both of those, just the name, Wheel of Fortune, it just the way you were talking, especially about the choice part, I thought, there are times where we choose the devil part, or not necessarily for the evil, or I'm remembering that phrase from the song, if you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice. So we default into those places that aren't good for us. We can also always choose out of it the sooner we recognize it and acknowledge it, and that here choice is more evident. And I can't remember if we said it now, but the navigation of our own life is like the creating of it, and the wheel here representing just not just the compass, but I'm also seeing the wheel that is on a big vessel ship. And here I keep getting the beauty. So this is more the choice, and this is the beauty of the choice, beauty of life, and the wheel of fortune. And here it's the cycle of life is all represented there with the masculine and the feminine. And, he's a spiritual being. Well, she might be too. We're all spiritual beings, but she's grounded on that little island, we'll say, and accompanied by the planet, the moon, and those elements with the unconscious in the water and the giving and the receiving. And I really especially liked when you talked about not knowing if the cup was empty or full, or I mean it looks empty, but it's either an offering to her or a plea to fill my cup. And that represents we got to ask for what we want. It's part of the creation. But if we're not going to be bold enough to ask for it, even though they could read our minds, that's not what their job is. And I also loved remembering or being reminded that consume, that when you said that the siren eats her prey. Well, you didn't even say prey, but she eats them. And it's more broad to represent the gifts in our life, to know that we get consumed by it. And maybe that's required. And then I can't go by that there's a pregnant one there and the young maiden, and then one in the middle. She could be turning her back against life, even we could say on her way to death. So that would be the crone that way. So yeah, the whole cycle of life, she's even holding the flower, wearing the flowers, holding the flower. And he's the protection that you talked about, Elias, or that's what I felt whenever you talked about. I used to just call it, I know that I'm cared for or taken care of, not in the sense of not necessarily given money, but just the trust that that is, the faith, really. That's what it feels like, faith to me. So. Cycle of life. We went round and round. That's awesome. That's all we're here to do. Oh, and that touches on even afterlife. Because even the part of looking at other lifetimes, that whatever choice we've made here and then turned away, that connection lives on. That's one speaking of it. And then we've chosen something else, and now we're living this. And another choice comes up. Whatever we choose or not choose stays alive for us as a lifetime, possible lifetime to also choose. We have choice to the nth power, I guess.
There's you talked about the cup half empty and the cup half, or the not, sorry, you talked about we don't know if the cup is empty or full. And that gave me a The game that reminded me of the song that I was listening to yesterday. And it says, cuff, or sorry, it says half empty, half full, cup runneth over, horns of plenty, coffers full, we're starting over. And I th thought that was a beautiful thing to think about, because it could, there's emptiness and there's fullness, and when you've reached the top, you have to start over. And just like, I think it's, I don't know, I just think it's a beautiful thing of this, it's just never ending. And sometimes that feels miserable that we're never ending our cycle. But at the same time, there's, I don't know, there's excitement to it, that there's just this ever replenishment of life going through us until the end. And then for us, it this very moment just holds that infinite ability to choose, to live, to feel, to experience life for what it is.
And to heal, that our bodies heal continuously, and that we have that capacity as humans. And it's kind of hidden, not intentionally, but it's a part of ourselves that is hidden from ourselves until we discover it and think of. What other gifts do we have that we haven't discovered yet, that we haven't even tapped into since we're limitless beings? 50 trillion cells that we don't even necessarily acknowledge, and yet they heal. They regenerate. Constantly, constantly, just like what you're saying. It's just, we don't even have to choose that. That's one of the gifts. That's one of the choosings for us to find.
Pretty magical.
Yeah.
My eyes kept being pulled over to the moon in Solma's card, how bright it was. I kept getting the feeling like the full moon, the super moon, and the power in that.
Yes, which
Not
is today.
it's not just what you're putting out and or offering and receiving, but it's amplified by that, the power of that moon back there. And it's funny because, like, when you put the card down behind you, there's this really, really bright light coming through your mirror.
Ta-da!
And that's it. It's like this is all part of the reading or the interpretation here, what's coming up.
I almost called it the sun when I was talking about it, and then I remembered, well, no, that's
And the rest of it's dark.
right,
And
and
now it's so bright.
reflecting on the water, yeah. Yeah, but it was that brightness. Yeah, I feel regenerated just from this conversation because I didn't sleep very much at all the night before. And last night, I woke up like every hour for about 3 hours, finally went to sleep. But it was a restful sleep. I wasn't resisting any of it. I was in prayer, I was doing healing for. And yeah, it was awesome, actually. I've been enjoying this full moon. I think it's been more relaxed than, God, probably the last six for me anyway.
Yeah. There's something. I was able to take a shower today and I'm sitting up after the shower, so
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a generating day.
Super Saiyan.
Since you haven't worn that shirt very often, have you shown it here before? It's so good.
It says Sage of the
Sage
Machine.
against the machine. That's just what we need at this time.
Sage it all away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A friend just told us to say to cleanse our houses, you know, because of the energy in the world.
Yeah. Well, the full moon is the best time to cleanse all the crystals anyway, so it's an excellent time to continue it. Usually for 3 nights, but sometimes I don't get it out until the night of, like this time. And I just bless it 3 times those times. Yeah.
All right, shifties. I think that's what we got for you.
Yes. Have
Just go
respect for
experience
pain.
life. Go make choices.
Be in the cycle of life. Yeah.
Step into
Two,
the
three,
earth.
four.
Nice. The end. Love you. I gotta hold my mic.
Oh, yay.
Shift splat.
The end. Thanks for coming to the party.
Yeah.
Let the shift hit the fan, let the shift hit the fan.